It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the Gospel of John, John chapter 8. We're going to begin reading once again at the 21st verse, John chapter 8, verse 21, and we're going to read down through verse 32. So we'll go from verse 21 to 32 in John chapter 8. Now, while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us for the study of the Word today. Please, that you really listen and enjoy it today. Beginning to read now, John chapter 8, verse 21. Then said Jesus again unto them, Go, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself, because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come? He said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins, for ye believe not that I am. Ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin the study. Father, I thank you for your precious word and the opportunity to read it today. I ask that you'll touch our hearts now as we begin to go back through these verses of Scripture and enjoy them, learn, glean from them what you would have us to learn today. Now please, that you would guide and lead us, that you'll touch every heart, those that are lost, that have never come by faith. Father, please do not allow them to hang on to their church membership or their baptism or something of that sort or some works that they're doing, but completely and totally by faith, coming by faith to you. Please, Lord, today, will you touch their hearts? I just ask you that you'll do that today. And also, Father, those that have been saved for a period of time, that know you and are walking with you, maybe they have not settled in to where they're really studying the Word. They're really not studying what you have to tell them. They don't have the direction. They have the Holy Spirit in their heart, but because they're refusing to study your Word, they neglect the wisdom and the knowledge of where to go and what to do for you. Please that you would guide and lead them now. Lead all of us, Lord, as we study this precious Word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we begin the study, and we finished with this last time we were together, and I wanted to begin with this as review today in the 21st verse, Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and ye shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. That first word there, as we went through it last week, is actually singular. Die in your sin. There's one sin that brings spiritual judgment upon you. If you would come by faith to the Lord Jesus, trust by faith in Him and be saved, believe in Jesus. Unbelief is the sin that's going to allow you to spend eternity in hell, totally and completely separated from God. No other sin is going to do that to you except for the sin of unbelief. Now, the sins that you have committed, the sins that you were born into, yes, they're sending you there as well. But the one that's actually keeping you from there is the sin of unbelief. You refuse to come by faith to Jesus. Please, please, that you believe it today. That you come and believe in the Lord Jesus this day as we enjoy and look through these verses of Scripture. Then said Jesus again to them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me. We divided that into four sections, that verse of Scripture. I go my way is the first. Ye shall seek me is the second. Ye shall die in your sins, the third. And whither I go, ye cannot come, the fourth. And so in looking at that very quickly, again, just with review today, I go my way. You know, the plan, the goals that the Lord Jesus had, everything that was set before the Lord Jesus was set and sent to him by the Father in heaven. And he is carrying out, as we'll look in the next few verses, his Father's will. And so it was already set in place. And so there's nothing that man will be able to do to the Lord Jesus that would change what God has set for him to do. God the Father that set for him, to, the Lord Jesus, to do. Nothing can man do to change that. I'll go my way. And yes, he will. I wish they desired to follow. But as I said last time, woe to those from whom Christ departs. There's a time of his calling. I have watched folks for years that they'll listen and listen and listen, and they'll come and they'll come and they'll come. And then one day they decide that's enough. And the reason they decide that's enough and go away is because the Holy Spirit has stopped knocking on their heart's door. They've had enough. Instead of them coming by faith and believing in Jesus Christ in their heart, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, shall be saved. Instead of believing, they are unbelievers and they reject it. Woe to those that depart. The second, ye seek me, ye shall seek me. That seems like a very good statement, a very positive statement, as the world would call it today. You seek me. The problem is, they are talking to, they're standing before the Lord Jesus. And yet they're still looking to this very day for the coming of their Messiah. Jesus had come, lived, died, rose again, and they're still looking. You seek me. Here I am. And many times today, people today are looking every direction for the power and for the strength and to know for sure that they're saved, and they're following this cult and this group, and there's so many. And Jesus is standing right before you, and you're ignoring him. Because he's saying, come to me. Come by grace. Come by this free gift. Just come. All the rest are applying the works to it, and you would prefer to work your way there. You can't believe that there is a God that loves you so much that he'll give you for nothing eternal life. Give you for nothing salvation and take all your sins away. You just can't believe there's a God such as that. Well, there is. And that God loves you so much that he sent his Son to die on the cross that you can live. If you'll just come by faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, in his death, in his perfect life, in his death, in his burial, and in his resurrection. Because you see, we serve a living God. Jesus told him, ye shall die in your sin. You see, Jesus knows the heart of every man. Ye shall die in your sin. Is that where you're at? You're looking for him, but he's right before you and you're ignoring it? Got folks coming here. Listen to that word. Leave just as lost as they did when they came. How long is God going to call them? I don't know. But they better stop playing the game, because one of these days that call is going to stop. and it's going to be over, and they're going to be eternally damned to hell. Now, is that what you want? Is that what you want for your family, and you're neglecting to tell them that Jesus saves? I don't know. Jesus knows the heart of these people. You're going to die in your sin. You're going to die in your sin for one reason, and that is because you will not believe. It's the very reason that every person that's sitting in this church that has not come to the saving power and the saving grace of the Lord Jesus, not come to the cross, is because they refuse to believe. Please, my friend, that you come. That you come quickly. Whither I go, ye cannot come. That confused them. There stood a man before him, and he says, where I'm going, you can't go. Well, if you're going to die in your sin, my friend, there's no question about it. You cannot go where Jesus is going. You'll never be in his presence until the day he comes to judge you. And when he comes to judge you, you're not going to enter the doors of heaven to do that. You're going to be awaiting the gates of hell, the gates of the lake of fire. You cannot come because you have no right to enter, because you've neglected a free gift of salvation through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. Then said Jesus again to them, I go my way, ye shall seek me, ye shall die in your sins, whither I go ye cannot come. Is that clear enough? Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he said, whither I go ye cannot go. They didn't understand a thing, did they? They didn't understand that he was God. We talked about that they were seeking him, they were standing before him, did not recognize it nor know it. People can come and sit. The Holy Spirit knocks on their heart's door, and their old pride and their old selfishness is so strong. Their old desires of playing in the games of the world, that it keeps them away from coming by faith to Jesus. So they come back with some kind of a sarcastic statement. Is he going to kill himself? Is that what he's going to do? These people had no idea the Word of God, did they? Because Jesus was going to not only die, go into the grave, but 3 days later he will be alive once again, risen from the grave. Kill himself, they said. We can't follow him. Whether I go, ye cannot come. He said to them, ye are but from beneath, I am from above. Is he going to kill himself? That's the only reason, because I'd never do that to myself, the men were saying. I'd never do that. I'd never kill myself. So undoubtedly, that's what he's talking about. And so if that's true, then I guess, you know, that's it. I'm not going to follow him. I'm not going to kill myself. Whether I go, ye cannot come. Do you realize that history shows us that some of these same men did kill themselves? The control of the Roman government came so strong upon them that they couldn't face it, and they committed suicide. They killed themselves. That's not what Jesus was talking about for himself here. He was giving his life that those very people he talked to could live, and yet they ignored it. And the only thing they could come up with was some joke as this sort. And they themselves ended up committing suicide, some of them, to get away from the fear and the power and the strength of the Roman government. He said to them, you're from beneath, I'm from above, verse 23. You're of this world, I'm not of this world. He had been speaking to them, performing miracles before them, and yet they still would not believe. We've had miracle after miracle performed here at this church. Folks coming to the Lord Jesus, their lives changing. Oh, it's just such a joy to watch people grow closer to the Lord Jesus. And yet still some won't believe. Had the same folks here. Jesus said, you don't understand at all because we're not from the same place. I'm not from down here from this world. I'm from above. I'm God. I wasn't born on this earth. I wasn't this. My whole life and whole place isn't here. What communion do I have with this world? This cursed, sin-sick world, Jesus says. What do I have common with them? What do I have with them? Nothing. Because you see, I'm from above. I'm not driven by financial success. I'm not driven by political success. I go and carry out what my fathers direct me to do, period. Oh, that our life would be the same, that we wouldn't be so strongly driven by the things of this life and this world, whether it be politically or financial or whatever the purpose may be. But we need to know that every purpose that we have, everything that we want, is selfish unless we have went unto the Lord, inquired of Him what we should do, and then followed that out. That's the only way we know whether it's right or whether it's wrong. But if we've left God out of the conversation, if He's not present with the conversation, then it definitely is a selfish goal. Please, that we turn our eyes upon the Lord Jesus. He said, therefore unto you, I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sin. Ye shall die in your sins because of that one neglect. Neglecting to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and Him alone. These people are going to die in their sins. I've watched people come up with all kinds of ways and excuses of what they think salvation is and what it means. And most of them, all of them, are wrong. When they're adding their own works and their own experiences into it, they're wrong. Because you see, coming by faith to the Lord Jesus is a result of you being pricked in your heart, as the book of Acts tells us. They were pricked in their heart, and 3,000 were added unto the church that day. They were pricked in their heart. That's a doing, that's a work of God, that's a work of the Holy Spirit upon your heart. You're feeling that presence of the Holy Spirit, and you've got a decision to make. Are you going to trust in God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He can save you and take your sin away and ask Him into your heart? Are you going to trust in that? Are you going to believe? Or are you going to ignore that pricking? Ignore that knocking and turn away. I said, therefore unto you, ye shall die in your sins. Jesus knew the condition of these people's heart. They weren't believing, and they weren't going to. For if ye believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sins. Just right where you're at. If you won't believe, I don't care what you believe. If you do not believe in Jesus Christ to be your Savior and Him alone, you've believed that Jesus went to the cross of Calvary and died there for your sins, offered His life for yours. Believe that you're a sinner and you're lost. You need Jesus. If you would just believe in Jesus. Believe in your heart. Once again, back in Romans, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, shall be saved. Will you please listen? Will you believe that I am? I'm going to take you back very quickly to Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. There was a question asked. Moses asked God, who should I say sent me? Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Who should I say sent me? When we go out with the gospel of the Lord Jesus, that's all we need to say. The I am sent me. That's who sent me. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me. That's all you need to say. Jesus says here, I am. Verse 24, John 8, 24. For ye believe not that I am. It all comes to the relationship you have with the Lord Jesus. It all comes with what you want to do with Jesus. Because if you do not believe that He is God and He is your Messiah, your Savior, ye shall die in your sins. It's already done. You're going to die in your sins. One said that unbelief is a damnable sin, a sin against the remedy. You're neglecting to come to Jesus. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? Jesus said unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. Have you ever had folks that just keep coming back, and maybe that's who you are? They just got one more question. They've got one more question about the Word of God or about something that the Lord Jesus did or didn't do. One more question. If you'll answer that question, then I'll come by faith. No, that's not by faith. You feel that pricking in your heart, you come and you believe in Jesus Christ. That's faith. Please that you come today. These people are hopeless. I've seen folks just like it. They're so educated, they're so smart, they're so prideful that they are setting their course by their life and their action that they will spend eternity separated from God in the lake of fire. They are going to spend all of this life. Maybe they worked very hard in church, but they have missed the very point of coming by the Lord Jesus. And they really have to ask a question here. Who art thou? Oh, they know the name of Jesus. They say they believe in Jesus. But they have never become acquainted with the Lord Jesus. And they would say the same thing. If they would meet Jesus, they would have to ask, Who are you? Because they don't know. Just as these people, as they walked and watched and witnessed, yet they still stood there and said, Who are you? And that's exactly the question that you would ask if you would meet Jesus face to face, because you don't know Him personally. He would be as a person that you'd meet along the street, as we meet hundreds and thousands of people as you would cross down a busy street, and face after face after face, and you don't know Him. You know they're a person, you know they're alive, but you don't know Him. You can cross by hundreds and thousands of people walking through some of these busy cities, and you don't know one of them. Well, you could cross right by the Lord Jesus if He would be walking on this earth again. You'd have to say the same thing if someone would call that to your attention. And you'd have to say, I don't know. Well, my friend, when you stand before the throne of God, it's going to be the same problem. Because only that time He's going to say to you, and these people are saying to Him, Who art thou? Well, He'll turn to you and He'll say, I don't know you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Are you willing to take that risk for a certain church that you think you need to attend, but they don't preach the gospel? Are you going to hold on to a friendship of some preacher that doesn't preach the gospel, some church members that don't tell you how to be saved, don't believe in it because you don't want to hurt their feelings? My friend, preach the gospel and preach it clear and preach it hard. Because the time is short. I'd rather lose friends, lose folks that call me their enemy. I'd rather have that, much rather have that, than for their blood to be on my hands because I neglected to tell them that Jesus saves. Who art thou? Jesus said to them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. You see, these very people have the Word of God. They had the Old Testament. It's the same one I've always told you about. I am. Go back all the way to Exodus chapter 3. Go back to the God that spoke to Adam and Eve in the garden. Go back to the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham. The God of Noah. The God of Moses. I'm the same God. I'm here. I'm here to seek and to save those that are lost. Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. And yet you've paid no attention. Back in John chapter 4, verses 25 and 26. The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah comes, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Look at the answer that Jesus gave. I that speak unto thee am he. Let's look at John chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. He showed them and explained to them and told them, even just in the last few days. And yet they neglected to come. They would not listen. They would not hearken unto his voice. I am. You know, we've been through back in the sixth chapter where it says, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. I am. Who art thou? Jesus said to them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning, I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Did not understand. Is that where you're at today? I've watched people struggle and fuss and fight trying to figure out whether they're saved or they're lost. That's not a fight. That's the devil. Will you just relax and come to Jesus? Repent of your sin. Stop this arguing and fighting. That's all it is pride. All it is selfishness. And the old devil is getting his way when you're fighting, when you're wondering, should I come to Jesus? And I know exactly what I'm talking about because I went through that same battle back in 1975, some 25 years ago. That's when I went through that battle because I'd been in church all my life. And yet the gospel of the Lord Jesus was not clearly presented. But I'm so thankful that one brought the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection. And I'm so thankful that even though they didn't preach the gospel, I believed that the Word of God was true. And when I read the Word of God and found that those scripture verses that was given to me, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised from the dead shall be saved. Those verses of scripture and many more. And they touched my heart, pricked my heart. And I asked Jesus to come into my heart and save me. He did. And I've been a believer and a follower ever since. My dear friend, are you still asking, who art thou? Well, I'm going to ask a little different question. What are you going to do about Jesus?